Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hey guys, Adora here, and welcome to episode 10 of Today at 5 a.m. All right, so today's thought is, this person doesn't always tickle my fancy, but today they did something solid and I've changed my mind about them. You know that one person that you didn't really like before, or that person that you've always thought didn't produce great work? When you find out that they are a nice person or they're actually great at their work, don't be afraid to admit that you were wrong. If people say you're fake just because you now hang out with somebody that you previously didn't like, let them know that you're not fake. Like, let them know that, you know what, I changed my mind and that's okay. Over the past few months, I listened to people argue their hearts out for political candidates that they no longer believe wholeheartedly in. So during the election period, like, people were like, oh, you know, this person. And then at some point, they just didn't care about those people anymore. But because they're known to be associated with those people that they were standing for, they felt like they had to stick to their guns on their previous decisions. Like, they felt like, oh my God, like, I have to still pretend like I like this person. And that is one of the most painful things for anyone to go through, knowing that you've changed your mind, but you have to pretend. Listen, guys, we're humans. And many times we're guided by perceptions and hearsay. We're quick to judge and to assume things about people until we interact with these people and we realize that our former view has done a 360. But then in that moment, we become afraid. What are we afraid of? We're afraid to tell people that we now feel differently. So many people are losing out on great relationships for fear of what people will say. Okay, so let me give you an analogy. Okay, stay with me. If you've ever been in a relationship, right, you must know how it feels to pass on some food. And then when the other person is eating and you're hungry, right, you're ashamed to say that you want the food. Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to be quiet because I said I wasn't hungry before. You better state your case and grab your food. So here's a personal story, right? I was speaking with a friend about a couple months ago, and I'd asked him like why a previous interview that we both recorded had not been used. So he recorded this whole interview with me and then he never put it out, right? So I'd asked him like, yo, what happened to it? And he gave a valid reason, right? And I mentioned to him that the reason I had asked him was because I'm evolving every day and it sometimes comes with changing opinions. Hence, something that I filmed with him last year may no longer be representative of me. So what he did was he kindly offered to let me watch it. He was like, whenever he's going to put it up, like, you'll just let me watch it. And then we can talk about anything that I would like to change in there. Here's the thing, guys. For as long as you live, you are evolving, unless you're a stone. So if something changes, it's okay. Just let everyone know it's changed.